You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel on Sunday, the 14th of April. This is Mark Weiss with the top news up this hour. The defense establishment is expected to discuss whether to respond to Iran's attack last night based on the scope of the attack and the results it achieved. Sources inside the defense establishment said Iran's intent was to inflict extensive damage to a strategic base inside Israel, but what they actually achieved was light years away from this. Foreign Minister Yisrael Katz said if Iran attacks Israel, Israel will attack Iran. That assertion remains valid. All the considerations will be taken into account. If there is a need for broader consultations than Israel alone, they will take place. I am confident the correct decision will be made. The Security Cabinet has authorised Prime Minister Netanyahu, Defence Minister Gallant and Minister Benny Gantz to determine Israel's response. Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gvir objected to the decision, arguing that the Security Cabinet as a whole should decide on any possible reaction. Earlier, an Israeli official said the response would be strong and extremely fierce. But Israel is expected to coordinate its response with the US. CNN reported that President Biden told Prime Minister Netanyahu in last night's phone call that the US will not participate in any offensive operation against Iran. Axios reported that Biden said he was opposed to Israeli retaliation. Netanyahu spoke for 25 minutes with the US president. NBC reported that the Biden administration is concerned that Israel might carry out a quick retaliation against Iran without thinking about the consequences, and that Israel may be trying to drag the US into a broader conflict. Iranians celebrated last night's attack and warned that if Israel responds, Tehran's response or counter-response will be far more extensive than last night's attacks. The commander of the Revolutionary Guards threatened Israel that if any Iranian asset or Iranian individual will be attacked, this will be met with a furious response. Iran launched more than 300 missiles and offensive UAVs at Israel last night in what it described as retaliation for the Damascus attack at the beginning of the month. A large part of the ballistic missiles, cruise missiles and drones were launched from Iranian territory, but some were fired from Lebanon, Syria, Iraq and even Yemen. The US, Jordan and the UK intercepted some of the Israeli-bound projectiles. Dozens of rockets were fired at the Galilee and the Golan Heights last night from Lebanon. Some 40 projectiles in total. The IDF attacked the sources of the fire in Lebanon. The Mossad says Hamas has rejected the deal drawn up by mediators for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. The Mossad statement said the Hamas rejection proves that Yahya Sinwar does not want a humanitarian deal and the return of the hostages, and continues to take advantage of the tensions with Iran and to strive for the unification of the arenas and an overall escalation in the region. Israel will continue to strive to realise the goals of the war against Hamas with strength, and every stone will be turned in for the return of the 133 captives, according to the Mossad statement. Two men in their 30s were killed as a result of a fire erupting in a building for the handicapped in the Jerusalem neighbourhood of Pisgat Ze'ev. Seven of the people were hurt. Two are in serious condition. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said this morning that only a handful of the missiles and projectiles launched by Iran entered Israeli airspace. American sources said the United States had intercepted dozens of missiles heading for Israel. One girl, a 7-year-old Bedouin girl, was seriously wounded and is still undergoing treatment at Soroka Hospital in Beersheba. The Nevatim Air Force Base in the south suffered minor infrastructure damage. The Home Front Command has instructed the public that it no longer needs to be close to bomb shelters. Israel's airspace reopened at 7:30 this morning. However, the travelling public is asked to check with the airlines and on the Israel Airport Authority website about the new flight times before arriving at the airport. The weather, seasonal, with maximum temperatures today, Jerusalem 22, Tel Aviv 23, Haifa 21, Eilat 32 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Canreca, the Israel Public Broadcasting Corporation.